Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Wednesday evening, everybody, and welcome back to Modern Woodman Park here in downtown Davenport. Kyle Kirchival joining you from the historic John O'Donnell Press Box. Wherever you're tuned in from tonight, thanks so much for joining us. It's game two of Quad City's final regular season homestand in game 127 of the squad's 2024 season. Safe to say, we are officially headed down the home stretch of the summer, and for the River Bandits, that means the playoff push continues. With five games to go in the regular season, Quad City's magic number has shrunk to just two, thanks to a win yesterday and a Peoria loss against the Lake County Captains. The Bandits can win two of their last five ball games. The Chiefs can lose two of their next five ball games, or some combination of those two things could occur, and the Bandits would clinch that final playoff spot in the Midwest League. So there is an opportunity for the Bandits, after all is said and done tonight, for them to be in the playoffs should they get a second straight victory against Beloit, and should Peoria lose to the Lake County Captains in their matchup this evening. Yesterday's win, another high-quality one for the Bandits. It was the team's sixth straight. Quad City's got off to a great start in this series with a 3-0 shutout win. Shutout victory number 10 on the season for the River Bandits, and obviously the pitching quite solid. Setting the tone as the starter was Ryan Ramsey. The lefty put together his third quality start of the season, Quad City's 29th, going six scoreless innings, allowing just two base runners and striking out six. He was followed by Nate Ackenhausen, who pitched two scoreless innings, earned a hold, and is still yet to give up a run in his professional career. And then Ben Sears pitched a ninth inning. He stranded the bases loaded and added to his high A-leading saves total. He's now up to 14 here in 2024. The Bandits at the plate didn't do a whole lot, but they did enough. And once again, as was so often the case last week, they got an early lead for the pitching staff. It was Trevor Werner coming through with a two-out RBI double in the bottom of the first. The Bandits scored again against Skycarp starter Carson Milbrandt in the second. That one was on an error. And then in the fourth, the Bandits tagged him for one more run. A two-out RBI single off the bat of Spencer Nivens gave Quad Cities its three runs. It's all they put up in the ball game, but it was plenty. Skycarp held to just three total hits in the game, plus three walks. Ryan Ramsey, Nate Ackenhausen, and Ben Sears getting the job done on the hill. So now, not only have the River Bandits shrunk the magic number down to 2, but they have a full game-and-a-half lead on the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers in the Midwest League West in the second half. They're 35-26 in the half, Wisconsin 33-27. And even though it doesn't matter what Wisconsin does the rest of this season, Quad Cities could still just go ahead and win the division. That would, of course, clinch the playoff spot for them as well. Let's go ahead and turn the page to Game 2 of this series. It's another beautiful evening here in the Quad Cities. Here's how Beloit is going to line up. Their card put together by manager Billy Gardner Jr. The Sky Carp, the High A affiliate of the Miami Marlins, they're 58-66 overall, 28-33, and as of yesterday, eliminated from Midwest League playoff contention. They were 6 games back of the Bandits with 6 games to go, and after the loss yesterday, they're now 7 back with 5. Leading off, it is their center fielder, Colby Shade. Gage Miller will bat second and play second, and batting third, it's the catcher, Ryan Ignafo. Kemp Alderman bats fourth. He's the right fielder. Yidi Cappe bats fifth and will serve as the DH. Batting sixth, the first baseman, the only left-handed hitter in the order for the Sky Carp, Brock Vredenburg. Mark Coley II will bat seventh and play left field. Tony Bullard gets the start at third, batting eighth. And batting ninth, the shortstop, Jay Beshears. On the mound for Beloit, it's one of the more intriguing young arms in the Midwest League. It's the Marlins' number 2 prospect, baseball's number 73 prospect, and the 10th overall pick in the 2023 draft, 19-year-old Noble Meyer. Meyer was supposed to make his Modern Woodmont Park debut back in June, but he was scratched about an hour before his start on the 15th, and he didn't play against Quad Cities that night. He did, however, pitch against the Bandits on August 14th, and he didn't do all that poorly, but ran into pitch count problems. He went 3 2/3 innings, gave up 2 runs, but threw 81 pitches and had to be removed from the game prematurely. On the year, he's 0-5 with a 5.55 ERA for Beloit after starting the season with Jupiter and posting a 2.65 earned run average. The 19-year-old former first-rounder looking to turn things around and close out the season on a high note tonight. Now the starting lineup for the Quad Cities River Bandits, the High A affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. They're 65-61 overall, 35-26 in the second half, winners of 6 straight ball games as they sit atop the Midwest League West Division here in the second half. Leading off, it's the second baseman, Justin Johnson. Spencer Nivens bats second and plays left, and batting third, the first baseman, Jack Caglione. Trevor Werner's at third base, per usual, batting fourth. Carson Rockefert in center field batting fifth, and batting sixth, fresh off his High A debut last night, the designated hitter Blake Mitchell. Dustin Dickerson will play short and bat seventh. Sam Kulasingham, the switch-hitting right fielder, hits eighth. And batting ninth, it's the QC catcher Omar Hernandez. On the mound for the River Bandits, it is the 22-year-old right-hander from Greenwich, Connecticut, Henry Williams. He'll make his 22nd appearance for the Bandits, his 21st start. And ever since the calendar flipped over to the month of August, he has been electric, obviously now in September. But over his last 2 starts, he has not given up a run. He posted a 1.16 ERA in August, his ERA on the season 3.79. The first out he records in the first inning tonight will put him at 100 innings on the summer. Time to close down the River Bandits pregame show. First pitch comes your way next on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Thank you. Here's tonight's River Bandits Battery, sponsored by Batteries Plus Bulbs. Catching for the River Bandits, number 12, Omar Hernandez. And the starting pitcher is number 21, Henry Williams.
River Bandits Baseball is back on the air. It's a beautiful Wednesday evening in downtown Davenport as Quad Cities continues its final homestand of the year, a six-game series against the Beloit Skycarp, the high-A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. The playoff hopeful Bandits, led by Henry Williams, the right-hander from Connecticut, 22-year-old, originally a third-round pick by the Padres a few years ago. He was traded, however, to the Royals last year, and he has spent this entire summer with Quad Cities as a mainstay in Brooks Conrad's rotation. Williams has been as solid as it gets with Quad Cities this year, a 5-4 record, a 3.79 ERA, and last week against Wisconsin, he arguably put together his best start of the year. He went four scoreless innings, gave up just one hit, and struck out four, needing just 44 pitches to get through those four innings. He threw 34 strikes, which equates to a 79% strike rate. Top third of the order to face him for Beloit tonight. It's the same suspects as yesterday. Right-handers Colby Shade, Gage Miller, and Ryan Ignafo. Of course, it's a Copa Wednesday here at the ballpark, so Quad Cities sporting the Banditos threads. Beloit in the road grays once again. Right-hander v. right-hander, first pitch of the ball game is on its way, and it's a called strike, 0-1 to Colby Shade. First pitch temperature, 78 degrees, sunny skies. We're underway officially at 6:32 Central. 1-0. Low and outside, 1-1, one strike on Shade. Jonathan Rector is the home plate umpire for game two. His partner, Shea Graham, patrols the field. The 2-0. Fouled into the netting. Shade a bit late on the fastball. It's 2-1. The arsenal for Williams. Fastball, slider, curveball, changeup. Your standard four-pitch mix. A former Duke Blue Devil. Here's the 2-1. Shade skies it up on the first base side. In foul ground. Omar Hernandez, the catcher, gives it a look near the dugout, but it lands in the seating bowl, and the count's to 2-2. Shade was leadoff hitter for Beloit yesterday. He went 0-4, struck out once, and hit three fly balls. Now the 2-2. Slider grounded over towards third. Weakly hit. Werner picks it up, fires across to first, and it's in time. Shade is retired for the first down. So a good start by Williams. He got an off-speed pitch in on the hands of Shade, who couldn't get the bat around. And up comes Gage Miller. Gage is the Skycarp second baseman and the Marlins' number 16 prospect per MLB Pipeline. He, like Shade, 0-4 last night. First pitch from Williams. Bit low, ball one. Well, not only have Henry's numbers been really good for Quad Cities, but the Bandits seem to love when he is pitching. Quad Cities has won each of the last seven games he started. 1-0. Outer half, a called strike one on the fastball. That goes all the way back to July 20th. There was not a single game in the month of August Henry Williams started that Quad Cities did not win. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball, taken for a strike. That was 80 at the top of the zone. 1-2. Miller, a 209 hitter in his first 16 games as a member of the Skycarp. Still looking for his first high A homer. The pitch. Popped over the screen, out of play. Count holds at 1-2. Yesterday, we saw Mother Nature having a clear impact on fly balls. Thinking about the balls that Justin Johnson and Blake Mitchell hit yesterday that sounded and looked like homers but stayed in the yard. 1-2. Check swing, slider outside. The appeal down. Says he did not go. 2-2. Today, there is a breeze blowing in from right field, but not nearly as strong as yesterday, even though last night wasn't too bad. 2-2. Lined over to second, or rather shortstop. Dickerson plays it on a hop, throws over to first, and Miller's retired on a ground ball to the left side. Good start for Henry Williams. Defense working well behind him. and it brings up Ignafo. There is not a cloud in the sky today. The lights have been turned on, but not necessary at this point. Still plenty of sun to work with as it sets over the first base side of the ballpark. It casts long shadows into shallow left field. So two outs, nobody aboard. First pitch to the Skycarp catcher. Curveball right down the middle for strike one. Ignafo, 1-for-4, batting in the 3 spot yesterday. That hit extended an on-base streak to 15 games. A 1 slider looped into the jumping glove of Dickerson, who makes the catch right on the lip of the grass. It's a 1-2-3 start for Henry Williams. Bandits to the plate in the bottom of the first, ready to face the former first-rounder, Noble Meyer. This is Midwest League Baseball on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can band it together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
Swings the ball game for the Quad Cities River Bandits. They step to the plate in the bottom of the first in a scoreless start. Justin Johnson, Spencer Nivens, Jack Caglione, the usual three, ready to open the ball game against Noble Meyer. Right-hander's first pitch. Inner half, a called strike on the fastball. Meyer with a three-pitch mix, fastball, slider, changeup. Heater will range from 94 to 97. He has touched triple digits before. A one. Just down and outside. 1-1. That was 93. Looked pretty good, but ball one on JJ. Johnson with a double as part of a 1-for-3 line yesterday. 1-1. Slider called strike on the outer half. 1-2. Correction, Johnson was 1-for-4 yesterday. Had a double and was also hit by a pitch in the first inning. It was actually the first pitch thrown by Carson Milbrandt. Thought initially that it hit the bat, but no, it actually caught his elbow guard. 1-2 for Meyer. Slider left down and outside. 2-2. Meyer is just 19 years old. The number 2 prospect in the Marlins system. And number 73 in all of baseball per MLB pipeline. 2-2. Way high and outside. And it's a full count. He is a tall glass of water. 6'5", 185 pounds. A native of Tualatin, Oregon. Payoff pitch to Johnson. Blooped into the air. Shallow center. This one's not even going to make the grass. The second baseman, Miller, comes over and makes the catch near the bag for out number one. Here's how Beloit is aligned defensively tonight. Left to right in the outfield, it goes Coley, Shade, and Alderman. Left side of the infield, Bullard at third, Bashir's at short. Miller's at second, Vredenberg at first. Ryan Ignafo, the catcher. One out, nobody aboard for left fielder Spencer Nivens. First pitch. Fastball, outer half, a called strike one at 93. And Nivens with an RBI single to plate the last run of the game yesterday. It was in the bottom of the fourth to give Quad Cities a 3-0 advantage. A one. Slider top of the zone, a called strike two. With that hit, Nivens extended a hit streak to 18 games. It's the longest mark for a Bandits batter this year, far and away. 0-2 offering from Meyer. Fastball just high. One ball, two strikes. A couple of close pitches from Meyer early, but not getting the call yet from Jonathan Rector. The 1-2 pitch. That's definitely outside. 2-2. Nivens playing in his 95th game this year. 18 home runs to lead Quad Cities. 13 of those were in the month of August to lead the Miners. 2-2. Wave and a miss. Strike three. Fastball on the outer half of the plate, if not a bit off it. And it's the first strikeout of the game for Meyer. Out number two in the bottom of the first. So that brings up the Royals' top prospect. Number 18 in all of baseball, Jack Caglione. Sixth overall pick in this last year's draft. First pitch. Hit well towards right field, but Caglione a bit in front of it. Alderman makes the catch, hardly having to move in right field. A 1-2-3 start for both Henry Williams and Noble Meyer. We're scoreless going to the second on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Top of the second inning at Modern Woodman Park, Kemp Alderman ready to lead it off for Beloit. He's followed by Yidi Capay and Brock Vredenburg. Henry Williams back to work. First pitch, swing and a miss on a fastball. He and Skycarb starter Noble Meyer, each with a perfect first frame of work. No strikeouts for Williams. Meyer had one of Nivens. The 0-1. High and outside, one ball, one strike. Alderman did not have a hit yesterday, but he was the only member of the Skycarb lineup to reach multiple times in the game. He walked twice. 1-1. Sharply hit over to the first baseman, Caglione. Plays it on a hop and takes to the bag himself for out number one. Three ground balls in the first four outs for Henry Williams, and he is more than happy to let the defense work behind him. He's got 89 strikeouts in his just over 100 innings this year, so he can pick up the K's, but usually a pitch-to-contact guy as Yidi Capay connects with one foul for strike one. Yidi was 1-for-4 yesterday. A year ago, he was a top 30 prospect in the Marlins system. He's no longer in MLB Pipeline's rankings. A 231 hitter this season for Beloit. 0-1. Fastball there for a called strike two. Capay committed an error in the ballgame yesterday, which helped Quad Cities score one of its three runs. He is serving as the DH today. 0-2. Curveball grounded to third. Two hops for Werner. Sets his feet. Throws to first. Another ground ball out for Henry Williams. Second opportunity of the night for Trevor Werner. And it'll bring up Brock Vredenburg. I mentioned earlier, Frydenberg is the only left-handed hitter in the lineup for Billy Gardner Jr. tonight. He's the only left-handed hitter on Beloit's roster. First pitch. Fouled into the netting for strike one. Shortstop Dickerson is shaded up the middle for Quad City. Second baseman Johnson deep in the hole on the right side. Actually a step onto the grass. Caglione hugging the first base line. 0-1. Down and inside. One ball and one strike. Frydenberg, native of Pasadena, California. 22-year-old. 6'6", 230. 1-1. Change up, low and outside. Two balls, one strike. The rest of the defense for Quad Cities. Rockeford in center. Nivens in left. Quilla Singham in right field. Here's the 2-1. Fastball, outer half. A called strike two. Dickerson and JJ up the middle. Werner at third. Caglione at first. Omar Hernandez behind the plate. Doing the catching for the team leading 66th time this year. 2-2 from Williams. Popped in the air, third base side, out of play. It's going to get out of Modern Woodmen Park. Williams has retired each of the first five Skycarp hitters he's faced. A little bit of river traffic on this beautiful Wednesday evening in Davenport. 2-2 again. Curveball dribbled up the first baseline, foul. Looks like one of those Viking cruise liners. That's about as nice a vessel as you'll see. It's going to fit just under the Centennial Bridge. Some tight clearance. Williams comes home again. Wave and a miss. Frydenberg down on the fastball. He throws the bat aside in disgust. Six up, six down for Williams. He picks up his sixth out with his first K. We go to the bottom of the second. Still scoreless on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
Viking cruise liner, but there's a look at what we normally see out here on the Mississippi, one of those barges that at this moment looks to be idle, but maybe making a turn here at some point towards Bettendorf. Bandits back to the plate for the bottom of the second inning, currently scoreless against the Beloit Sky Carp. Henry Williams has set down the Carp, six up, six down. Werner, Rockeford, Mitchell to bat in the second. First pitch is outside for ball one. Noble Meyer, the starter for Beloit, making his 19th appearance of the season when you include his time both in Beloit and with single-A Jupiter. 1-0. Werner chops it foul towards the end of the Bandits' dugout. 1-1. Werner's playing in his 116th game for Quad Cities. Batting 205 with 11 homers, 52 driven in. 1-for-4 with the go-ahead RBI double yesterday. 1-1 is cut on and missed. A good slider chased down and away. One ball, two strikes. Werner turned 24 yesterday. Seventh-round pick out of Texas A&M in 2023. just like Jack Caglione, drafted as a two-way player, but Werner has not pitched since going pro. Meyer looking for his second strikeout of the evening. 1-2. Got Werner looking. Strike three at the top of the zone. 93 on the fastball. And he gets that strikeout rather easily. Set up Werner down and away with the slider. And then put the heater in the square. So one out, nobody on for Carson Rockefeller, the Bandits center fielder, and the Royals' number 29 prospect per MLB Pipeline. First pitch. Outside, ball one. That was a changeup. Rockefeller, 0-2 with a couple of walks yesterday. He's a .210 hitter on the season with a .643 OPS. Swing and a miss on the fastball. It's 1-1. Rockefeller with a .907 OPS in the month of August. However, he's 3 for his last 17. 1-1. Down and inside. 2 balls, 1 strike. Rockefeller still figuring out the offensive side of things, even though he's had some terrific moments at the plate for Quad Cities. But one thing that's been steady all year, his defense in center field. 2-1 is outside. 3 balls, 1 strike. Yesterday, Rockefeller played his 1,000th inning in center field for Quad Cities. First player in minor league baseball to spend 1,000 innings in center this year. 3-1 is fouled out of play. Count goes full. He's the first River Bandit since at least 2005 to play 1,000 innings in center in one season. The numbers only go back that far. 3-2. Check swing, the appeal. No appeal. Home plate umpire Jonathan Rector says that Rockefeller went around. It's a swinging strike two. Actually, it's strike three. Meyer with three strikeouts in the game, two to start this inning. I thought that Rector pointed down to his partner Shea Graham, but no, he was bringing up Rockefeller himself. And up comes the DH, Blake Mitchell. As I mentioned a moment ago, made his River Bandits in high A debut yesterday. First pitch. Wave and a miss on the fastball. Mitchell hit sixth and played DH just like he's doing tonight. His first high A hit, a third inning single through the right side of the infield. The only time he reached base. 0-1. Check swing. Now the appeal and Shea Graham says he went around. It's a swinging strike, too. So Meyer, a strike away from punching out a fellow top prospect. Mitchell, number 55 in baseball per MLB Pipeline. Meyer, number 73. 0-2 pitch. High, 1 ball, 2 strikes. Both Mitchell and Meyer, guys drafted out of high school. Both first rounders in 2023. 1-2. Slider just missed the back door. It's outside, 2-2. Meyer and Mitchell, both top 10 picks a year ago. Both coming out of high school. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Mitchell down on a back foot breaking ball. And Noble Meyer strikes out the side in a scoreless second inning. He's got 4 to start his night. Bandits and Skycarp scoreless through 2 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Top of the third inning, Quad Cities and Beloit scoreless thus far. Right-hander Henry Williams pitches to Mark Coley II, and the Skycarp left fielder takes low. Bottom third of the order for Billy Gardner Jr., Coley, Bullard, and Beshears. 1-0. Fastball, a called strike one. For Williams, his faced six batters, retired them all, picked up his first strikeout to end the top of the second. 1-1. Wave and a miss. 1-2. Coley chased low. The starter for Beloit, Noble Meyer, is also gone. Six up, six down against Quad City's lineup. He's got four strikeouts already, including three straight to set down the Bandits in the last half inning. 1-2. Foul tip. It's held on to by Hernandez. Strike three on Coley. And now Henry Williams with back-to-back strikeouts. That was breaking ball at the bottom of the zone. Mark got a piece of it, but not enough to send it away from Hernandez. So Tony Bullard now up. He'll take a hanging breaking ball foul over the right side. Bullard had a six-game hit streak snapped yesterday. Went 0 for 3, hitting 8th. Same spot in the order where he's at tonight. 0-1. Another breaking ball, this time swung at and fouled into Hernandez. 0-2. Bullard, a .279 hitter in 43 games for Beloit this year. 12 doubles, or rather 10 doubles. One homer, 18 driven in. Riverside, California native. Long look in for Williams, who just got a fresh baseball. Here's his 0-2. See you later. Strike three on the elevated cheese. Three straight strikeouts for Henry Williams. And he and Noble Meyer have been absolutely dominant to start this ball game.
Next up, shortstop number 32, Jay Shears.
14 batters faced, all retired. And already seven strikeouts in the contest. Now Jay Beshears will have a go. And he takes low on the fastball. Beshears added to a hit streak yesterday. He's now picked up knocks in four straight games with a ninth inning single yesterday. 1-0. Fouled back, 1-1. Beshears, one of seven active infielders for Beloit. 22-year-old from Naples, Florida. He was acquired via trade this year by the Marlins. 0-1. Wave and a miss. Breaking ball low and in. And it's 0-2. Now Henry Williams trying to strike out the side in order. He looks in towards Hernandez. And the pitch. Fouled into the netting just over the first base dugout. Looks to be some activity brewing in Quad City's bullpen. Right-hander starting to get loose. Reached that time of the year when starters are beginning to wind down their years. 0-2 again. Fly ball left field. Nivens to his right. Drifts over to make the catch and end the inning. That's a 9-up, 9-down start for Henry Williams. He cruises through his trip through the Skycarp lineup. We go to the bottom of the third, still looking for our first base runner on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
2.5 innings and 15 batters into the ball game tonight. Beloit and Quad Cities both looking for not only their first run, but also their first base runner. Noble Meyer and Henry Williams have been outstanding. Bottom third of the order for Quad Cities here in the third. First pitch to Dustin Dickerson is a slider for strike one. For Williams, he's gone three scoreless, 38 pitches to get through three innings. He's only thrown eight balls. 0-1. Slider just missed the inner half. It's 1-1 on Dickerson. For Noble Meyer, he's got four strikeouts in two scoreless innings. Just 28 pitches for him. Dickerson takes the 1-1 high. It's two balls and a strike. Bandit shortstop, 1-for-2 with a single and two walks yesterday. Also stole a base and scored a run. The pitch. Dribbled up the third base side. Bullard charges, gloves on the move, throws crossbody to first and gets it there in time. A nice play by Tony Bullard to retire Dickerson, and there's one gone. I alluded to it towards the end of the last inning, but expect Henry Williams, if he goes back out there for the fourth, to only pitch that inning and probably not anymore, if he even goes back out there. Brooks Conrad trying to cut down his innings a bit as the season nears its end. First pitch to Sam Kulasingham. Got him somewhere on the right arm. That's going to be the first base runner of the ball game. Out of nowhere, Noble Meyer plunks his fifth batter as a member of the Sky Carp. And a man is on for Omar Hernandez. That means in each of the first two games this series, the first base runner for the Bandits has come on a hit by pitch. Guess it doesn't matter how you get on. Omar Hernandez, ready to go. First pitch. That's low for a ball. Meyer, a 10th round pick, or rather a first round pick, the 10th overall selection in 2023, taken out of Jesuit High School in Beaverton, Oregon. 1-0. Breaking ball high, two balls, no strikes. When he was picked 10th overall, he surpassed Mick Abel, who was the 15th overall pick out of that same program just 3 years earlier by the Phillies. 2-0. Outside, three balls, no strikes. And even though Meyer's fresh out of high school, just 19 years old, scouts love how advanced he is. Still some room to grow in that big 6'5 frame, I think, but he knows what he's doing out there. 3-0. Fastball down the middle, a called strike on Hernandez. He spent the offseason working on that fastball, trying to adjust his arm slot and increase his spin rate to make an already quick heater look faster. 3-1, fouled over the first base side, out of play. It's a full count. But he's been sitting more low 90s than mid-90s today, which is to be expected. It's his first full pro season, and he's over 70 innings on the year. Man at first, one out. The payoff pitch to Hernandez. Kulasingham goes, and the pitch is low and outside for ball four. Meyer claps into his glove in frustration as he issues a one-out walk to put two in scoring position for the top of the order. Couldn't get Hernandez to chase the breaking ball low and outside. And now Justin Johnson will step towards home. Looks like the man warming up for Quad Cities is right-hander Shane Panzini, who is stretched out to work multiple innings. He's often served as a piggyback starter for Quad Cities this season. So, just given he is still throwing, it leads me to believe that a perfect trip through the lineup may be all we get from Henry Williams today. So after a mound visit from his catcher, Ryan Ignafo, Meyer ready to face JJ for the second time. Johnson popped up the second in the first inning. Right on right, Meyer looks back to Kula Singham. First pitch breaking ball drops in for strike one. During this 19-game on-base streak for Johnson, he has an 889 OPS with 10 doubles, 11 RBIs, and 12 walks. Doing a little bit of everything atop the card. A one. Breaking ball again. It's popped up towards the left side. Shortstop Beshears calls off Miller, makes the catch, and there's the second out. That's just what Meyer was looking for. It was a good pitch to hit for Johnson. That was a breaking ball at 80 miles an hour right down Main Street, but he got underneath it. And it brings Spencer Nivens to the plate with two on and two outs. Bandits and Skycarp scoreless in the bottom of the third. Meyer punched out Nivens in the first. Right on left, he deals in this time. And the slider is outside for ball one. It's that big sweeper from Meyer. It's been sitting high 70s, low 80s to start the ball game. Last pitch at an even 80. 1-0. Outside and off the glove of Ignafo. Back to the backstop. Both runners will advance 90 feet on a wild pitch. So really only two extra poor pitches from Meyer today. One leading to a hit batsman, the other to a wild pitch. His fourth as a member of the Sky Carp, his eighth on the season. Two in scoring position for Nivens. 2-0. Called strike, low inside corner. Spencer did not like that call. It's 2-1. This is exactly who you want up in this situation. Nivens with 20 RBIs in his last 18 games. He has 53 on the season, including a two-out RBI yesterday. Kula Singham at third, Hernandez at second. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Nivens pops it up over the third base side, out of play. And the foul ball pushes the count to 2-2. Meyer's pitch count now up over 40. 44 pitches, 24 strikes. Trying to post a third straight scoreless inning to start the ball game. Nivens awaits. And Meyer's going to step off the back of the rubber and reset. Fresh 18 seconds on the pitch clock. 2-2. Outside. Good take from Nivens, and the count goes full. It's a pick-your-poison situation for Meyer. You either throw a strike to Nivens or you walk him to load the bases for Jack Caglione, who waits on deck. Out of the stretch, he pauses at the belt. 3-2. Wave and a miss. Scott Nivens on strikes. The fastball at 91. Five strikeouts and three scoreless innings for Noble Meyer. The youngster strands two in scoring position as we go to the top of the fourth, still scoreless on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Well, Quad City's got the first base runners of the ball game, but Noble Myers stranded them both in scoring position to keep us scoreless. Top of the fourth underway, Shane Panzini enters. First pitch to Colby Shade, lined softly to short. Dickerson plays it on a hop, throws over to first, and retires the center fielder for a quick out number one. Well, an ideal start for Panzini, who replaces Williams after the starter went three perfect innings. Three strikeouts mixed in there. And again, no injuries or anything to be worried about. This is just kind of the schedule Henry's on at this point. First pitch to Gage Miller is a called strike. Think about Hunter Owen the last couple of weeks. He hasn't gotten more than four frames in several starts. Not because he's pitched poorly, just because they're trying to cut down on the innings. 0-1 fouled into the screen. Williams and Owen now up over 100 this year, still hopefully for Quad Cities with playoff baseball to be played. So you got to keep guys fresh and available here in September. Miller grounded out to short his first time up. Panzini has him in an early 0-2 hole. The pitch. Fastball fouled over the netting. Panzini enters for the 15th time this season. 2-3 with a 5.67 ERA. Spent a little bit of time in Quad Cities last year, mostly with Columbia. 0-2. Rolled up the third baseline, fell over towards the third base coach's box. Now, Panzini essentially started this season in the rotation for Quad Cities. Seven of his first eight appearances were starts, but then in June he moved into the bullpen and started doing really well, but unfortunately got injured. 0-2. Another one tapped, fell. So Panzini, after his appearance on June 9th, did not pitch again until August 16th, and his return to action was against Beloit at ABC Supply Stadium. They tagged him for five runs in one inning worked. 0-2. Line drive into the leaping glove of Caglione. Not too often does that guy need to jump, standing at 6'5". But he hops on the trampoline to take a hit away from Gage Miller. One highly rated prospect lines out to another. And that keeps things perfect for the Bandits pitching staff. Ryan Ignafo now in. Takes outside. It's 1-0. Caglione showing off the wheels the other day. Now the hops. The pitch. Wave and a miss on a fastball. But after Panzini's rough outing against Beloit, Shane has given up just three hits and one earned run in his last 6 2/3 innings. Ignafo fouls the 1-1 back. It's a ball and two strikes. Ignafo lined out to short his first time. 353 hitter in 20 games for Beloit. 1-2. Fastball is low. Panzini, 22 years old from Spring Lake, New Jersey. Fourth round pick out of high school back in 2021. He's been with the Royals his whole career. 2-2 to Ignafo. Wave and a miss. He's down on strikes. Panzini pumps the fastball past him at 94. Four perfect innings of work for first Henry Williams, now Shane Panzini. Bandits back to the plate in the bottom of the fourth. We're still looking for our first hit on the River Bandits Baseball Network. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
We'll
with a strikeout and a little bit of help from Jack Caglione. Shane Panzini pitches a scoreless and hitless top of the fourth. This whole game has been hitless. 3.5 frames, both Beloit and Quad Cities looking for a knock. Jack Caglione leads off the inning against Noble Meyer. Right on left, first pitch. Wave and a miss. Strike one on the fastball. Caglione also swung at the first pitch he saw from Meyer back in the first and flew out to right field. Infield slightly shifted towards right again. 0-1, wave and a miss. That's a nasty breaking ball from Meyer. It is 0-2. Caglione regretted swinging at that pitch immediately as the bat came off the shoulder. Meyer shakes off the first sign from Ignafo. Now the 0-2. High and outside. 1-2. Caglione playing in his 25th game as a pro. His 25th game with Quad Cities. Batting 250 with 9 doubles and 2 homers. 6 of those doubles came last week against Wisconsin. 1-2. Slider just missed the back door. It's outside. And the count to 2-2. Cags with 2 homers, 13 driven in. 7 walks to 23 strikeouts as he gets his feet wet in high A. 2-2. Outside, full count. And Meyer looking a little bit frustrated, not putting that pitch where he wanted it to go. Got ahead of Caglione, 0-2 easily, and now Cags has worked the count full. The payoff. Slider called strike 3. That was definitely in the zone, and it's Meyer's 6th strikeout of the game. Well, it was that breaking ball that gave Cags fits on the second pitch of the AB, and in a 3-2 situation, Meyer turns to it again. So Noble with 6 strikeouts. He's one away from tying his high A best mark, which came against South Bend 2 starts ago. Trevor Werner now in. He swings to that breaking ball and comes up empty at 0-1. Just 1 splash of sunshine left at the ballpark. It's on the left center field and center field wall. 0-1. Another breaking ball that's popped over the first base side out of play for strike 2. Otherwise, the sun is set as far as the playing surface is concerned. Lights have just come on both the carousel and the Ferris wheel. An orange glow on the horizon looking across the way towards Moline, Rock Island, and the rest of Illinois. Meyer hunting that 7th strikeout. Here's his 0-2 pitch. Werner sends a breaking ball towards deep center field, turning and going back. Shade now behind it. He'll make the catch, and it's a long F8 for the second out of the inning. Meyer's done a really good job with that slider. He's put it oftentimes at the top of the zone, and while conventional wisdom may lead you to think that's not super smart, he's gotten lots of pop-ups and fly balls from it. Here's Carson Rockefeller taking that breaking ball. It's 0-1. That one found the outer half at 72 miles per hour. The pitch. Outside, that time a fastball. Rockefeller, a strikeout victim in the second inning. Infield shifted towards right, playing him to pull. The pitch. Foul tip held on to by Ignafo. It's 1-2. And Meyer on the precipice of 4 scoreless innings and perhaps a season-high matching 7 strikeouts. The right-hander's ready to roll. 1-2 pitch to Rockefeller. Slider just outside, again searching for that back door. But no cigar, it's 2-2. Jonathan Rector's been stingy out there, but he's been consistent. Another 2-strike delivery. Rockefeller takes a fastball up and away, and the count goes full. Meyer's pitch count just got to 60. His 61st pitch on the way. Slider pulled foul off the fencing in front of the first base dugout. Chris Corbett will pick up the loose ball and toss it towards the party plaza. I think Will Brown just ended up with a souvenir. Payoff pitch. Inside, ball four. Nice AB from Rockefort. With two outs, he draws a seven-pitch walk. It's just the third base runner of the ball game, but Quad Cities has had all three. Two walks and a hit batsman. And this free pass extends the inning for Blake Mitchell. 20-year-old from Clear Lake, Texas. Some bright red batting gloves to go nicely with the Bandits Copa jerseys tonight. First pitch. Wave and a miss. Well-timed changeup at 0-1. Rockefort leads Quad Cities in stolen bases this year. He's at 34 on the season. That's tied for the sixth most in the Midwest League. Held on by Vredenburg. He gets the lead. 0-1. Skied foul out of play on the left side over by the Budweiser Champs Club. And it's 0-2. Meyer got the best of his fellow blue chip prospect, striking him out in the second. Again, ahead of him 0-2. Right-hander's ready. And the pitch. Inside, in the dirt, and skipping away from Ignafo. Up to second base goes Rockefort. It's going to be the second wild pitch of the game for Meyer. A hit batsman, two wild pitches, but 3 2/3 no-hit innings. Just a base hit would give us the first hit of the game and potentially the first run. Good speed at second base for Blake Mitchell. 1-2. Slider called strike three, outer half. That's seven strikeouts and four scoreless innings for the Marlins' number two prospect. He and the Bandits pitching staff have been excellent to start this ball game. Four scoreless, hitless innings here at Modern Woodman Park. The fifth is next on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Entering the fifth inning here at Modern Woodman Park, both Quad Cities and Beloit scoreless and without a hit. Henry Williams, Shane Panzini, and for Beloit, Noble Meyer, superb thus far. Kemp Alderman will lead off the fifth for the Sky Carp against righty Shane Panzini. First pitch fouled out of play over the right side. Alderman bounced out to first, his first time up in the second inning. 0-1. Swing and a miss on a high fastball. Lands in Hernandez's glove, quickly 0-2. Panzini, fine with working quickly. He does so from the first base side of the rubber, out of the wind, 0-2. Bouncer ball back to Panzini, but past him. Second baseman Johnson is there. He flings over to first, and Alderman's retired. One down. Oh, not only have there been no hits in the ball game, there have been very few hard-hit baseballs. Just two flyouts in almost the first half of the game as Edie Cappe takes low. Gage Miller lined a ball pretty good towards first base in the last inning, but Jack Caglione snagged it out of the air. 1-0. That's low. Two balls, no strikes. Panzini missed with a fastball at 93. Where exactly it missed, I'm not sure. 2-0. Cappe chops it to the left side. High hop for Werner. He's got it. Throw over to first in time. Two gone.
Next up, number 22, Brock Vredenburg.
So now Brock Vredenburg will have a go. Well, the Sky Car struggled offensively yesterday. The Bandits were not outstanding, but they did enough for a 3-0 win. First pitch. That's low. 1-0. But if the Sky Carp get held scoreless in this inning, that'll be 14 straight to start the series with just six hits. Or with three hits, rather. Second pitch from Panzini is low. Two balls, no strikes. Vredenburg, one of the three strikeout victims picked up by Henry Williams, his K in the second. 2-0. Good cut, but Vredenburg fouls it into the netting. It's 2-1. Brock is a 209 hitter in now 48 games with the Sky Carp. Six doubles, five homers, 23 driven in. Infield is shifted towards right, playing him to pull. The 2-1 from Panzo. Fastball lifted center field, but playable. Carson Rockefort's there. He makes the catch, and it's another scoreless, hitless inning. One half of the ball game already in the books, and it's been nothing but zeros on the scoreboard. Bottom half coming up next. Bandits to the plate against, presumably, once again, Noble Meyer.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Pitching and defense, this is a ball game for you in every single way. Bottom of the fifth opening up at Modern Woodman Park. Both the River Bandits and the Sky Carp without hits, without runs. Dustin Dickerson leading off an inning for the second time tonight. He's followed by Quillis Singham and Omar Hernandez. Noble Meyer back to work. First pitch fastball is a called strike. Noble trying to put together a five-inning start for the eighth time this season. 0-1. Inside, one ball, one strike. Now, even though Myers put together four hitless innings, he has allowed three base runners on two walks and a hit batsman. All three, though, stranded in scoring position. Dickerson bounced out his first time, and now he takes the slider inside, 2-1. That pitch has been heavily featured by the right-hander, second and third time through the order. I guess just second time for Meyer. The pitch. Down and away, 3-1. Noble immediately looked at his fingers and will ask for a new baseball. Jonathan Rector grants him one. Meyer's last five-inning performance against South Bend on the 21st of August. Through five scoreless innings, struck out a high A best seven. 3-1. Slider up and away. Ball four. A leadoff walk drawn by Dustin Dickerson. And his tally on the season, now it's 66. That's top five in the league. First leadoff base runner for either team. And a man aboard for Sam Kulisingham. Cooley hit by a pitch in the third. so he's not extended his 8-game hit streak, but he's been aboard in a game that's featured very few base runners. Switch hitter, bats left-handed. Meyer out of the stretch, picks off the first, and Dickerson is back with a dive. Sky Carp with a right-hander starting to get loose in the bullpen. Looks like Xavier Meacham. Now the first pitch to Sam. Kulisingham fouls it off the glove of Ignafo. It's 0-1. This is game number 16 in high A for Kulisingham. He's back in right field. During this 8-game hit streak, he's batting .310 with a .400 on base percentage. Bashirs and Miller at double play depth up the middle. 0-1. Wave and a miss. Kulisingham chased high. It's 0-2. Third baseman Bullard was playing in, protecting against any kind of bunt, but now in an 0-2 count, he backs up, and Meyer goes after strikeout number 8. The pitch. Line drive, right field, the base hit. Dickerson cruises up the second base, and that's the first knock of the ball game. Sam Kulisingham lines one into right field. The first hit tonight comes in the bottom of the fifth. And looks like Quad City starting to figure out Meyer at least a little bit. Jason Erickson, the pitching coach for Beloit, now on his way out to the hill. Meyer went with a changeup and left it down the middle. One of the few mistakes he has made today. Well, the Bandits with a win today and with a Peoria loss would secure the last playoff spot in the Midwest League. It would also put the team back in the postseason for the first time since they won it all in 2021. In Quad City's first year as a Royals affiliate, the likes of Michael Garcia, Vinny Pasquantino, Michael Massey, just to name a few, led the squad to another title, their 12th in franchise history, going all the way back to the 1800s. Ready to resume action. Omar Hernandez, the batter. He will show bunt at the first pitch, but pull back. It's up and in. Wisconsin won the Western Division in the first half. So if the Bandits do secure that final playoff spot, that's who will they will play in round one. Myers 1-0. Hernandez again squares, but pulls back on a called strike one. Lake County won the first half in the Eastern Division. Dayton on Monday locked up the second half. So those two will do battle to determine the champs in the East. 1-1. Down and away. Hernandez pulls back, another bunt attempt, and it's 2-1. So that means the Midwest League Championship this year will go through Ohio in some way, shape, or form. The Bandits traveled to neither Dayton nor Lake County this year. Myers 2-1. Hernandez squares, puts it down the first baseline, fielded by Vredenberg. He goes to third and gets the out. Terrific play by Brock Vredenberg. There was zero margin for error. And he gets the lead runner impressively. So Dickerson retired 3-5. Kulisingham up to second. Hernandez to first on a fielder's choice. And now a ground ball could get Noble Meyer out of this jam. First and second, one out, back to the top of the order in Justin Johnson. Long pause from Meyer. Now the pitch. He starts JJ with a slider for strike one. Two pop-ups for Johnson, both on the slider. Third time through. Let's see how much the right-hander leans on it. Meyer now with 80 pitches in the ballgame. Here's his 0-1. Slider up and in. JJ leans out of the way. One ball, one strike. Well, for Meyer, this is the third time in his last four starts he's gone 80-plus pitches, which is pretty impressive given he's just 19 years old. And his innings count on the year is now pushing 80. 1-1. Down and outside. Two balls, one strike. Again, the slider. Nobody's throwing in Quad City's bullpen. Henry Williams was the starter for the Bandits. He went three perfect frames before passing the torch to Shane Panzini, who pitched a perfect fourth and fifth inning. Meyer kicks and fires. Inside, it caught Johnson. For the second straight night, the Bandits' leadoff man's been hit by a pitch. That was a fastball at just 89. But I guess it's all relative. And that hit batsman is going to spell the end of the ball game for Meyer. Skycarp skipper Billy Gardner Jr. makes a slow walk out to the hill and points towards the bullpen. Meyer able to go 4 1/3 with 7 strikeouts. But he will be responsible for the bases loaded. We'll pause for a pitching change here at Modern Woodman Park. Bandits on the precipice of the game's first run.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Skycarp in a tight spot. Billy Gardner Jr. goes to one of his most reliable right-handers. It's Xavier Meacham, who is out of the Beloit bullpen. He will pitch to Spencer Nivens with the bases loaded and one out. Spencer trying to break this scoreless tie. Nivens 0-2 with two strikeouts against Noble Meyer. Meacham out of the stretch, kicks and fires. First pitch tapped foul towards the first base dugout. Right now for Meyer, his line 4 1/3 scoreless. One hit, 3 walks, 7 strikeouts, but the book is not closed on him. He's responsible for Kulasingham, Hernandez, and Johnson, who are at third, second, and first, respectively. 0-1. Nivens fouls it over the screen. It's 0-2. Meacham's making his 31st appearance of the year for Beloit, and he is 1-4 with a 2.74 ERA. 55 strikeouts at just over 42 innings. A 2.45 opponent's batting average. He has not given up a home run this year. 0-2 to Spencer. Breaking ball hit high in the air. Left center field. Decently struck. Coley circles behind it. He'll make the catch. Tagging from third is Kulasingham. And he'll get to the plate without a throw. Quad City's his first into the run column. A sack fly off the bat of Spencer Nivens. Makes it 1-0. Another clutch swing from Spencer Nivens. It's a daily occurrence here in Davenport. Picks up his 54th ribby of the year. Fell behind 0-2, but then got something down the middle at 82 miles an hour and lifted it to rather deep left center field. So Kulasingham scores. Hernandez and Johnson stay put. It's second and first. And the inning goes on for Jack Caglione. Two outs on the board, Meacham deals, and Caglione pops it up near third. Bullard, with a few steps into foul territory, will make the catch and put an end to the inning. So all things considered, nice work from Meacham to limit the damage, but Quad Cities takes a 1-0 lead. Off to the sixth on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together. The sixth inning at Modern Woodman Park, and we finally got ourselves a run. The River Bandits up 1-0 over the Sky Carp. Spencer Nivens with a sack fly to plate Sam Kulasingham, who reached on the game's only hit thus far. The Bandits with a 1-0 lead, out hitting the Sky Carp 1-0. Shane Panzini, part of the reason why Beloit's been quiet at the plate, as Mark Coley the second takes high and inside to start the inning. Bottom third of the order to face the right-hander. Panzini with two scoreless innings and a strikeout out of the bullpen. The pitch. Curveball low and away. Two balls, no strikes. Now the final line for Noblemeyer. 4 1/3. One run allowed on a hit. 3 walks, 7 Ks. The pitch. Coley bounces it off Panzini. He kicks it towards shallow right field. And Coley's going to be safe at first with Beloit's first hit. And hopefully Panzo's okay. That was hit hard, back up the middle, and Shane, whether intentionally or not, kicked the ball towards right field. And he's going to get a visit from Brooks Conrad, Derek Lewis, and Nevin Dominguez, Nevin being the Bandits trainer. That was not hit softly either. Coley struck at 106 off the bat, and Panzini wore it somewhere near the shin, but he's got a fresh baseball and is signaling that he wants to take some warm-up throws, so he'll do that, testing out that left leg, which I guess is the one he kicked the ball with. His first two tosses look pretty good, and that's all the Bandits staff needs to give him the thumbs up, so that's terrific. Panzini already dealt with one injury earlier this year. He didn't need another. Maybe a little bit sore with a bruise tonight, but a dip in the cold tub should have him A-OK. So, Beloit with a man at first. For the first time tonight, Tony Bullard, the 8-hole hitting third baseman in. Panzini out of the stretch. Runner takes off. It's a called strike. Throw to second. Didn't get him. A head-first dive from Coley, and he is safe with his 29th stolen base of the year. That's easily tops on Beloit's roster. That is an aggressive play for Beloit. First pitch after they get their first base runner, and the guy's on the move. 0-1 to Bullard. No, Panzini spins around and looks back. Coley, who got a pretty big lead. Second baseman Johnson was over there. Caught Shane's attention. Now the 0-1. Inside, 1-1. Now, it was aggressive for Coley to try to take second. Trying to take third here. Even more so. Pick play. The throw. Didn't get him. That was close, though. One of those plays where the catcher
Hernandez drops the glove to signal to Panzini when to spin around and throw. It's a timing play. Quad Cities has loved to run that the last couple years. Attention back to Bullard. 1-1. Wave and a miss on a fastball at 93. A ball, two strikes. Nobody's throwing in Quad Cities' bullpen, but there are a couple of guys up stretching and using the bands that are attached to the grounds gate. Nobody's throwing in Beloit's bullpen. Xavier Meacham just came in and picked up the last two outs in the fifth. 1-2. Fouled into the netting. A challenge me fastball from Panzini. Bullard sends it aside. One total hit. Rather, one total run. Two total hits in this ball game. Top of the sixth on a Wednesday evening in Davenport. Panzini looking back. Coley, the 1-2. Grounder to third. It's off Warner's glove. Stopped by Dickerson. Desperation throw to first is not in time. What an effort, though, by the left side of the infield. Bullard's going to be safe on an infield hit. Warner sliding out to his left to try to stop it. Went off the toe of his glove. Dickerson able to stop it. But despite his excellent stop, just not enough time to get to first. Caglione even engaging the long stretch. And after a couple of quirky hits for Beloit, Derek Lewis is going to head out to the hill. Well, while we pause for this action, I want to let you know that these jerseys the Bandits are wearing tonight, their signature Copa de la Diversión threads, could be yours, at least one of them, however many you want. Just head over to milbauctions.com or go to riverbandits.com and click on the graphic on the front page of the website, and you can bid on these jerseys. They will be signed by the players who wore them tonight, and you'll be supporting a couple of local causes here in the Quad Cities. Bidding will end at 8:30 Central Time. So make sure you do that as quick as you can. Proceeds benefit LULAC 10 and LULAC 5285. Now Jay Beshears in the batter's box after the mound visit. He'll swing through the first pitch for strike one. Skycarp with two runners on base for the first time today. Two infield hits to bring up Beshears. 0-1. Called strike in the low outside corner. It's 0-2. Beshears flew out to left field as the last man to face Henry Williams tonight. That was back in the third. He chokes up on the bat, and Panzini steps off to look back. Coley. Bandits with a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the, well, now in the top of the sixth. They scored the run in the bottom of the fifth. 0-2. Chopper back to Panzini. He fields it in front of the mound, throws to first for the out, and both Coley and Bowler will advance 90 feet on the 1-3. So that ultimately works like a swinging bunt for Beshears. Put the ball in play, avoided the double play, and it's back to the top of the lineup for Colby Shade. Colby, a 260 hitter for Beloit. Three homers, 14 driven in. Right on right, the first pitch. Outside with the breaking ball. Well, with the way this game is gone, this feels like a can't-miss opportunity for Beloit. Two in scoring position, one away. Panzini's 1-0. Down and outside, two balls, no strikes. Gage Miller waits on deck. And if you're thinking about matchups, it's nothing but right-handed hitting in this Skycarp order. Sands the sixth spot, occupied by Brock Vredenburg. 2-0. Outside with a fastball. Three balls, no strikes. Panzini trying to keep a scoreless inning streak alive. Entered tonight at 3 2/3 scoreless. He's now at 5 2/3. As the 3-0 changeup finds the low inside corner, 3-1. First baseman Caglione in on the right side. 3-1. Wave and a miss. Shade chased a high fastball, looking for something to elevate. He couldn't connect. And Panzini's worked the count full. Shade takes a deep breath, examining the bat outside of the box before stepping back in. Panzini leans on his left leg to get the sign from Hernandez and now sets. 3-2. Outside, ball four. And Shade draws a walk. One of the better at-bats of the evening for Beloit. And just after Quad Cities filled up the bases in the fifth, Beloit does so in the sixth. And Gage Miller will step up. Former Alabama product, 0-for-2 tonight. But his line out in the fourth, pretty well struck. Just snagged on a hop by Caglione. First pitch. Breaking ball, called strike, low outside corner. What a way to start the at-bat for Panzini. The Bandits have been one of the best double play teams in the league. They've turned 103, second most in the MWL, behind only Wisconsin. 0-1. Down and outside, good stop by Hernandez. Curveball was in the dirt, but no problem for the QC catcher. Panzini's pitch count now up over 40. As Chase Isbell is starting to get loose in the Bandits' bullpen. 1-1. Shanked foul over the first base side, out of play. 1-2. Miller with high A. 18 strikeouts to just one walk in 16 ball games. He is up there ready to swing the bat. One, two. Bouncer to short. Dickerson bobbles it. Flips to Johnson for one, but that's all they'll get. And the Skycarp tie the game. Coley in to score. And it'll be an RBI for Gage Miller. 1-1 in the top of the sixth. Panzini got the ground ball he was looking for. But a rare miscue by Dustin Dickerson will allow the game to be tied. Bullard up to third. Shade out at second, 6-4. And Miller at first on a fielder's choice. So men at the corners, two outs for Ignafo, the three-hole hitter. First pitch, he left it high, ball one. The RBI for Miller, his eighth since joining the Skycar. Started the year in single A Jupiter. 1-0. Fouled into the netting, one ball, one strike. Same goes for Ignafo. He was a 20th round pick out of Eastern Illinois back in 2023. 24-year-old from Cary, Illinois. 1-1. Breaking ball high, 2-1. With Jupiter this year, Ignafo was one of the best hitters in the Florida State League. Hit 330 with 5 homers and 877 OPS. And he's kept that up in high A. 2-1. Crushed right center field and deep. Kulasingham back, and he makes the catch. Again, ball not flying out to right field. Panzini leaves that go-ahead run at third base. Skycarp, though, tied the game. An RBI fielder's choice for Gage Miller. Natsis at one. Bottom of six next on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Bandidos thread, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Cities took a 1-0 lead in the fifth. Beloit ties it up in the top of the sixth. It's 1-1. Trevor Werner, Carson Rockefeller, Blake Mitchell to hit in the home half of the inning. 4-5 and 6 up against Xavier Meacham. Right on right. First pitch to Werner. High for ball one. Skycarp tied the game up on a fielder's choice. Bases loaded, one out. Gage Miller grounded one to short. Dustin Dickerson couldn't handle it quick enough to get the double play. 1-0. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. You may think initially that that should be an error on Dickerson, but you can never assume double play. So it winds up just a fielder's choice. Miller does not get credit for a hit, but he does get the RBI. 1-1. Cut on and missed. Another good breaking ball from Meacham, and it's 1-2. Xavier, 21 years old, from Greenville, North Carolina. 10th round pick by the Marlins back in 2023. Out of North Carolina, A&T State University. Pitched three seasons at that school. 1-2 to Trevor. Slow roller to the right side. Miller bobbles it and's got no play. He knocked it down at the lip of the grass and didn't even bother trying to pick it up after mishandling it. Warner's going to be safe at first with what's being charged to Miller as an E4. And yeah, he just couldn't handle that one for whatever reason. It was not hit hard, but maybe the dirt-grass connection causing issues. So go ahead, run aboard. With nobody out, Carson Rockefeller takes down and away for ball one. Skycarp had the only error in the game yesterday. For Miller, this one his first in high A. The pitch. Fastball high and inside. Two balls and no strikes. Well, the sun is completely set here in Davenport as we've hit 8 o'clock even Central Time. Lights providing all the illumination at this point. 2-0. Wave and a miss. Rockefeller empty on a fastball near the hands. Two balls, one strike. Meacham facing Quad Cities for the third time this year. Faced him twice in the series in Beloit back in mid-August. 2-1. Pulled sharply off the first base bag into right field. Werner's up to third. Rockeford shuts it down at first. And the throw goes to third in vain. Base hit, Carson Rockeford. Beloit perhaps lucky that that one didn't get past the bag with a little more heat. Rockeford yanked it 97 miles per hour down the line. Vredenburg stuck the glove out. But it wasn't the leather making the stop, it was the base. The ball trampolined into shallow right center field, but plenty far enough away for Werner to get to third. So men at the corners, nobody out, Blake Mitchell, the batter. Meacham delivers. Blake takes a slider for strike one. Carson Rockefeller now 1-for-2 with the single and a walk today. continuing to be a big piece to the offense here in the second half. 0-1 to Mitchell. Another slider. That's cut on and missed. 0-2. That was by the back foot. Mitchell 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts in his second career high A game. Both strikeouts against Noble Meyer. One swinging, one looking. Meacham with the 0-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. Strike three. Got him on a fastball at 95, right on the outer black. Two sliders inside, fastball away. Classic sequence picks up out number one. So that brings up Dustin Dickerson, who you know is eager to atone for his unofficial error in the last half inning. Bandits are going to get the bullpen active once more. Looks like Chase Isbell is going to resume throwing after a momentary pause. Dickerson 0-1, drew a walk back in the fifth against Meacham. The pitch, called strike in the low outside corner. Correction, that walk was against Noble Meyer to start the inning. Meacham came on for the final two outs of the frame. Gave up a run on a sac fly, but limited the damage, that's for sure. Throw over to first, back with a dive, Rockefert. Smart idea for Meacham to look over there. With one out, the game tied at one. Rockefert could try to steal second to keep the Bandits out of a double play. 0-1. Outside, one ball, one strike. A small but energetic crowd on hand here in Davenport. Heard a few Let's Go Bandits chants through the night. Aside from some great pitching, not a lot to cheer for. A combined two runs and four hits in the game. 1-1. Dickerson takes it low and outside. Two balls, one strike. Next inning, we'll check in with the out-of-town scoreboard, but we'll give you a early look at the Lake County Peoria game. They're in the top of the sixth at Dozer Park. Lake County leads the Chiefs 2-0. 2-1 to Dusty. Slider fouled into the backstop. It's 2-2. So Lake County holds on to their lead, and Quad Cities retakes a lead and wins the ball game. They will secure a playoff berth tonight. Meacham getting his sign from Ignafo. Pitch clock down to four as he sets at the belt. 2-2. Outside, off the glove of Ignafo to the backstop. Warner breaks to the plate. The throw to Meacham, not going to get him. Warner slides in safely to put the Bandits back in front. It's 2-1. Warner immediately broke. As soon as that one got past the catcher, he was headed in. And his head first dive gets him safely on the dish ahead of Meacham's tag. It's going to be the third wild pitch in the ball game for Skycarp pitchers. And to make matters worse, double play out of order. Rockefert to second with one out. The 3-2. Slider slapped into right field. Base hit. Alderman plays it on a hop. They'll stop Rockefert at third. The ball comes in, gets away, and up to second goes Dickerson. Vredenberg couldn't catch the throw in from right, and he didn't think that anyone was going to move. He just sort of walked towards the baseball as Dickerson broke towards second. You can see he's looking over at third base, all of his attention on Rockefert. Meanwhile, Dickerson's taking an extra 90 feet. Pitching coach for Beloit, Jason Erickson, now on the hill. It was a brief conversation. Sometimes in those spots, you'll see the manager come out, not to make a pitching change, but to talk with the defense, just get everybody back on the same page. They're going to charge Vredenberg with an error, allowing Dickerson to second base. It's the second error in the inning for Beloit. Quad Cities has taken advantage, and they'll try to do so even further. Runners in scoring position with one out and Sam Kulasingham in. A chance to really extend this Bandits lead. Meacham delivers. And it's outside for ball one. Kula Singham has had a productive night in the eighth spot. One for one with a single, a hit by pitch. And one of the two Quad Cities runs scored. The pitch. Inside again away from Ignafo. And this time an easy run as Rockeford trots in without a throw. 3-1 Quad Cities. Well, they haven't been the prettiest runs, but they count all the same. A sack fly and two tallies on essentially back-to-back wild pitches. Dickerson up to third on the play. Infield still in for Beloit. The 1-0 to Kula Singham. Skied left field near the line. Cooley ranges over in the Bandits bullpen. He'll make the catch. Tagging and scoring is Dickerson. 4-1 River Bandits. Nice piece of hitting from the former Air Force Falcon. It's his third high A RBI, and he gets the job done. Well, these are the things that good teams do. Quad Cities taking advantage of what they're being given and turning those lemons into lemonade. Now two outs, base is clear. Omar Hernandez will step in for the third time. Takes outside. Just three hits in the game for Quad Cities. But four runs. 1-0. Inside. Somehow Hernandez got out of the way. It's 2-0. Activity in the Skycar bullpen once again. Another right-hander has stood up. Looks like I can't quite make down who it is at the moment. Stand by. 2-0. Fouled off the hands over the screen out of play. Looks like we've got Edgar Sanchez down the first baseline for Beloit. This game hitless and runless. There's a look at Edgar. Hitless and runless through the top of the fifth. The pitch. Skied towards Sanchez. Out of play on the right side. 2-2. Since that top of the fifth, though, four runs have been scored in the last inning and a half. Bandits with a run in the bottom of the fifth. Skycarp with the game-time tally in the top of the sixth. In the bottom half, the Bandits with three runs to jump back in front. 2-2 for Meacham. Slider hit well. Left center field. Into the alley goes Coley, and he'll get there in time to make the catch. Inning over. Quad Cities, though, with a sack fly from Sam Kula Singham and a pair of Meacham wild pitches, has jumped in front 4-1 through six. We go to the seventh on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
After three innings from Shane Pansini, Chase Isbell is going to take over on the hill for Quad Cities. And it looks like the first batter he'll face, Kemp Alderman, is going to start in an 0-1 count. He wasn't in the box quick enough. And if he was, he didn't make eye contact with Isbell. He's now ready to go. Right on right, first pitch. Outside, one ball and one strike. Well, the Bandits with a three-run bottom of the sixth. Two runs scored on wild pitches. A third on a Sam Coolisingham sack fly. One-one to Alderman. Fouled over the first base side. One ball and two strikes. Alderman is 0-for-2 in the cleanup spot. He, Cappe, and Vredenburg all do up in this inning. Hitless. Looks like a ball came in from the first base bullpen where Edgar Sanchez continues to get loose. Bat boy gets that out of the way, and Isbell back to work. His 1-2 pitch. Got him swinging. Chase the breaking ball down and away. And Chase Isbell starts the seventh inning with a strikeout. Fifth of the game for the River Bandits pitching staff, but they've only given up one run on two hits. Both those hits and the run charged to Shane Pansini. The only blemishes on his otherwise solid night out of the bullpen. Three innings of one-run ball in relief of Henry Williams. First pitch to Yidi Cappe. It's low for ball one. Chase Isbell making his 20th appearance for Quad Cities after starting the year in Single-A Columbia. As a River Bandit, he's 1-2 with a 4.85 ERA, 28 strikeouts in 26 innings entering play. 1-0. Wave and a miss on the heater. One ball, one strike. Cappe, 0-for-2 with two ground balls to the third baseman, Trevor Werner. Werner scored one of those runs on the wild pitches. 1-1. Outside, two balls, one strike. Isbell, 23 years old. He'll turn 24 in just a few days on the 12th of the month. 15th round pick out of Auburn a year ago. 2-1. Wave and a miss. Cafe came up empty on an elevated fastball. That was around the hands at 94. It's 2-2. Isbell is working on a string of five consecutive innings in which he's not given up an earned run. No walks and five strikeouts during that stretch as well. 2-2. Up and away. Cappe lays off that one, and the count goes full. I mentioned the game over in Peoria. It's still 2-1 Captains in the top of the seventh inning. Payoff pitch. Hit well, left center field. Back goes Rockefort. With room, he'll make a gliding catch. Cappe's retired for the third time, and there are two gone. Well, this nighttime air with the wind blowing in from right field, it's just been nothing but fly ball outs through the first two games of this series. Not saying that that swing from Cappe was going to be a homer, but it illustrates just kind of how the ball's been flying to start the week. Here's Vredenburg. He'll take in the dirt for ball one, checked his swing successfully. In addition to the two wild pitches in the last half inning, Beloit made two errors. Vredenburg, one of them, which allowed a Dickerson single to more or less turn into a double, and he would eventually come in to score on the Coolisingham sack fly. 1-0. Fastball, low outside corner, well located at strike one. At the plate, 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a fly out to center. Sanchez still warming up in that first base bullpen. Nothing doing for Quad Cities as Isbell just entered. 1-1. Chased off the plate outside. A swinging strike two. And number 13 in the driver's seat. 4-1 lead for Quad Cities in the top of the seventh inning. A win by them and a Peoria loss secures a playoff berth. 1-2. Down and in. 2 balls, 2 strikes. A couple of games have gone final already. South Bend, a road win against Fort Wayne. 2-1 the final at Parkview Field. And another pitcher's duel over in West Michigan. Whitecaps with a 1-0 shutout against Lansing. The 2-2 pitch. Left high. Vredenburg thought about it and clearly checked his swing. I think Hernandez was trying to appeal down to first. Why not? But obviously a 3-2 count now. 2 outs, nobody aboard. Payoff pitch from Isbell. Fastball. Low and outside. Ball 4. Wow. The Bandits infield simultaneously took a step towards the third base dugout. Vredenburg took a step towards first. And it's Sprock who will continue on the same path. He works a 2-out walk, picking up his 22nd in 48 games with Beloit. And the inning goes on for Mark Coley II. First pitch. Called strike, low inside corner. Over in Cedar Rapids, the Colonels have a 3-0 lead over Wisconsin. Rattlers just playing their way to the finish line. With postseason action coming next week for them, guaranteed. 0-1. Cut on and missed. Great breaking ball from Isbell. It is 0-2. And then in Great Lakes, Loons with a 6-3 lead over Dayton in the top of the eighth inning. Coley with a deep breath. He gets back into the box. Isbell resetting atop the mound. He's pitched 2/3 of an inning with 16 pitches. 2-strike toss. Got him. Wave and a miss. Right around the low outside corner. Isbell works around the 2-out walk and bookends a scoreless frame with 2 strikeouts. We go to the bottom of the 7th here in Davenport. Time to stretch on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931. But it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Quad Cities back to the plate for the bottom of the 7th. River Bandits looking to add to a 4-1 lead. They have scored in each of the last 2 innings and taken 2 separate advantages in the ballgame. Edgar Sanchez, as expected, out of the Beloit bullpen. He'll pitch to Justin Johnson. First pitch, a awkward cut and a swinging strike one. Sanchez takes over for Xavier Meacham. Gave up 3 runs, but just 1 earned in an inning and 2/3. On 2 hits, no walks, and a strikeout. Sanchez, the 3rd pitcher used by Billy Gardner Jr. tonight. 0-1 to JJ. Outside, 1-1. Johnson hit by a pitch in the 5th to extend his on-base streak to 20 games. He, Trevor Werner, and Jack Pineda tied for the longest on the year. 1-1. Chopper to third. Played on the high hop by Bullard. He fires across to first, and there's one away.
Next up for the Riverman, it's number six, Spencer.
Oh, for Sanchez. I mentioned Meacham's prowess as a right-hander. Same goes for him. Edgar 4-1 with a 1.85 ERA. 43 strikeouts and now 49 innings for Beloit this year. One out, nobody on for Spencer Nivens. First pitch. Chopper to the right side. Second baseman Miller has this one. Flipped to first, a close play. Nivens hustling down the line, but he's retired and is 0-3 on the night. That 18-game hit streak now in jeopardy for Nivens. And now here's Caglione. A couple of quick outs for Sanchez. 23-year-old right-hander from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. First pitch. Popped him up. Third base side, nearing foul ground. Now the seats, and it's going to get out of play. Bullard was up against the sidewall. Caglione is also hitless in the game. Three-hole hitter, 0-3 with a strikeout in the fourth. He's been pretty aggressive at the plate tonight. In three of his four plate appearances, he has swung at the first pitch. It's not worked out well for him. Here comes the 0-1. Back up the middle. It's going to squeak into center field. The base hit just underneath the glove of Sanchez. And right on cue, Caglione aboard with two outs for Trevor Werner. Got a fastball on the low outside corner at 96. Actually, 97 out of the hand of Sanchez. Cag's able to get to the barrel to it. Just go back up the middle. So Werner, 0-3, but he reached on one of those errors in the sixth and scored a run. First pitch. Low for ball one. Reached via air, scored on wild pitch. It's in a microcosm what that sixth inning looked like for the Skycarp defense. 1-0. Floated towards left center field. Shortstop Bashir's is there, still on the infield dirt. He'll make the catch and end the inning. That'll do it for the first seven innings here at Modern Woodman Park. Quad Cities, though, still with a 4-1 lead. Top of eight next on the River Bandits Baseball Network. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Kyle Kirchvo with you from downtown Davenport and Modern Woodman Park. We welcome you back in on Valley Live, MILB TV, and RiverBandits.com for the eighth inning. River Bandits with a 4-1 lead over Beloit, chasing down a playoff spot and their seventh straight win. Tony Bullard leads off the top of the eighth for the Carp. Chase Isbell back on the mound. First pitch, swing and a miss. Chased high on the heater. Isbell gave up a two-out walk in his last inning, but worked around it, ending the inning with his second strikeout. Bullard, 1-for-2, a single back in the sixth, one of the two Skycarp hits today. 0-1. Wave and a miss on a breaking ball. Nothing in two. And Bullard will use a timeout. We're scoreboard watching the game over in Peoria. River Bandits fans, Lake County Captains fans this week. A Chiefs loss in their game at Dozer Park, and a Bandits win tonight clinches a playoff spot for QC. 0-2. Fouled into the netting. Bullard reached out to get a piece of it. Even though they're down 2-0 in the seventh, do not count out Peoria. They have struck for many a clutch late game hit in the last few weeks. They are not interested in seeing their playoff hopes disappear this easily. 0-2. Chopper to third. High hop. Chest high for Werner. He throws to first, and there's one away. Werner's been busy over at third base today. Several choppers going his direction. So Chase Isbell with another out for the pitching staff. Great performance yesterday, picking up Quad City's 10th shutout win of the year and allowing just three hits. Right on right, Jay Beshear steps in and flares one foul over the first base side. Bandits bullpen has been excellent. If you include today, over the Bandits' last eight games, the relievers have allowed just 7 earned runs in over 40 innings. 0-1, scooped up over by first base. Caglione looks into the night sky, drifts into foul ground, and makes the catch over his head. 2 away. And obviously, the starts haven't been bad at all. Henry Williams and Ryan Ramsey have combined for 9 scoreless and 9 strikeouts to start the week for the rotation. So back to the top of the Skycarp order. Colby Shade is 0-for-2 with a walk. First pitch. Wave and a miss. Strike one. Shade, born in Laramie, Wyoming. Ninth round pick in 2023 for the Marlins. 0-1. Down and outside. 1-1. 4-1 lead for Quad Cities in the top of the eighth. In the bottom half, they'll have Rockefort, Mitchell, and Dickerson up, presumably against Edgar Sanchez, who pitched the last inning. Beloit has nobody warming up down the first baseline. 1-1 from Isbell. Fastball fouled into the netting. It's 1-2. Well, guys have just not been able to catch up to Chase. He's throwing 94 near the hands. And Beloit's not been able to square it up. Time called. Isbell had come set. Shade wants to slow his roll a little bit. Looks like the Bandits are getting set to activate the bullpen once more. Kyle Hayes, the bullpen catcher, setting up down there. 1-2. See you later. Once again, 95 near the hands. Chase Isbell with 3 strikeouts and 2 scoreless innings. Bandits coming back to the plate in the bottom of the eighth with a 4-1 lead. This is Midwest League Baseball on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Hey!
Even our wonderful Mayfly friends have come to the ballpark tonight as Quad Cities is looking to add to this 4-1 lead in the bottom of the eighth. And on the mound, they're just three outs away from a seventh straight win and cutting their magic number down to one. Carson Rockefort leads off the frame and takes Sloan outside for ball one. Edgar Sanchez still pitching for Beloit. The magic number to one, but it could be one for just a short amount of time if Lake County holds on to its 2-1 lead against Peoria. 1-0 pitch. Rock swings through a fastball. 1-1. In the five spot tonight, the center fielder, 1-for-2 with a single, a walk, and a run scored. Sanchez pitched a scoreless seventh inning, didn't need a strikeout. 1-1. Line drive, left center field, Shade chases towards the alley, reaches up and makes the catch. That was a nice cut from Rockefort, but it hangs up for a loud first out. The lefty going in the Bandits bullpen is Chaz Martinez. Bandits have only used three arms tonight, even though nobody's pitched more than four innings. One out, nobody aboard for Blake Mitchell. The DH takes a fastball at 94 on the outer half of the strike zone. He's looking to avoid wearing the golden sombrero tonight. 0-for-3 with three strikeouts in his second career high A game. 0-1. Bounces way in front of the plate. Skips over Ignafo into the screen. Ball one. Mitchell, of course, with a learning curve, just getting called up from where he's been all season. Thrusted right in the heat of a playoff push. 1-1. Breaking ball taken for a called strike, too. But he put up some really good power numbers with Columbia and offers some dangerous pop in the middle of the order for the foreseeable future. 1-2. Check swing. Pitch was on the outer half. A called strike, 3. It's the fourth strikeout of the game for Mitchell, the first for Sanchez. And two quick outs here in the bottom of the eighth. So Dustin Dickerson now to the dish with two outs, nobody aboard as Chaz Martinez continues to warm in the bullpen. Quad Cities with a 4-1 lead. They're out hitting the Skycarb 4-2. Beloit has the game's only two errors. Sanchez kicks and delivers. Called strike on the low outside corner. Edgar's now in his second season with Beloit. Although he only pitched in six games in 2022 for the Sky Carp. The bench. Down and in, 1-1. He was not good for Beloit last year. In 19 relief appearances, or rather 19 total appearances, a 6.38 ERA, just 1.85 in that department this year. 1-1, runs up and in. Dickerson hops out of the way. It's ball two. Sanchez still just 23 years old. Actually, he turned 24 a couple of days ago. Two-one. Breaking ball, a called strike two on number two. Sanchez, though, with that high-velocity fastball, he's been sitting easily mid-90s. Throws the little slider in there at 83 and is a pitch away from back-to-back strikeouts. He offers, and it's down and away. Dickerson lays off. Dusty with a walk back in the fifth, elevating his season's total to 65. Leads the Bandits roster on the year. 3-2. Low and inside. And there you go. Another walk for Dustin Dickerson. He's reached in now three straight plate appearances and passes the bat to Sam Kulasingham, who gets another opportunity. Well, certainly somebody you're glad to see get another chance. 1-for-1 with a single and a sac fly back in the sixth. The Bandits have four runs tonight. They have come on two wild pitches and two sac flies. One from Spencer Nivens, one from this man, the bench. Down the middle, strike one at 93. And with that fifth inning single, Kulasingham is now hit in nine straight games. And remember, he's only played in 16 with Quad Cities. 0-1. Low and inside, it gets away from Ignafo. And again, up the second base goes Dickerson on an errant pitch. Well, that is the fourth wild pitch of the game for Beloit, the ninth on the season for Sanchez. Correction, that is the fifth wild pitch for Beloit. I've lost track. Big lead for Dickerson. Nobody bothers to hold him. 1-1. Outside, two balls, one strike. In the top of the ninth, Beloit will send the 2, 3, and 4 hitters to the plate. Quad Cities with a 3-run lead. 2-1. Outside, three balls, one strike. Kulasinga with a patient at bat. Watch Dickerson draw a 2-out walk. Now he perhaps on the same path. Again, Dickerson not being held, 3-1. A swing, and it's fouled out of play over towards the bleacher section. Clangs up against the metal over towards the Pepsi Loge boxes. That guy got a souvenir. If you're on the only one down there, got a good shot. Just got to make sure you're paying attention. New baseball for Sanchez. 3-2 count on Kulasinghe. Payoff pitch. Another one fouled over the left side. That one's going to make it all the way to the parking lot. I just want to, here on this final Copa Wednesday of the year, give a shout-out to Group O, bringing us free Ferris wheel and carousel rides all year. Also Keystone Light, providing $1 Keystone Light cans all season. Makes for a fun Wednesday at the ballpark. Kulasinghe battling. Another payoff pitch from Sanchez. Line drive, left center field. It is down for a base hit. Dickerson's got the green light, and he scores without a throw. It's a two-hit, two-RBI night for Sam Kulasinghe, and the Bandits have a little insurance. 5-1 in the eighth. What a terrific at-bat. Seven pitches and another nice opposite field cut. Kulasinghe from that left side of the plate so often just able to float those line drives over the shortstop. It's like the left-handed version of Dustin Dickerson when he tries to go the opposite way from the right-handed box. Just a short, simple approach, and yet so effective. So Kulasinghe now up to 4 RBIs as a River Bandit. 9-game hit streak intact. Kind of hard to believe that this guy basically just got to Pro Bowl. So innings going to continue on for Omar Hernandez. Quad City's catcher 0-for-2 with a walk in the ninth spot. He was hitless yesterday as well. First pitch. Wave and a miss. Strike one. Omar, though, doing another good job behind the plate defensively. Skycarp have not had a ton of base runners tonight, so they've not tried to steal, but the only one that tried to run on him yesterday was gunned down. 0-1. Wave and a miss. No balls, two strikes. All kinds of versatility amongst Quad City's catching corps now. You've got Hernandez, who's a good contact hitter. Kyle Hayes has really good plate discipline. And Blake Mitchell with crazy power. A little bit of everything. 0-2. Fly ball, left field, shallow. In comes Coley. He's under it, and he's got it. That'll end the inning. Bandits, though, back in the run column. An RBI single from Sam Kulasinghe has given the Bandits a 5-1 lead. They are three outs away from seven straight wins and another step closer to a playoff berth.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
RBI single from Sam Kulasingham has handed the Bandits a little bit more insurance. Quad Cities to the top of the ninth with a 5-1 lead. And it's Chaz Martinez looking to seal the deal. Miller, Ignafo, Alderman. Three straight right-handed batters to face the southpaw Martinez. 24-year-old from San Pedro, California. And a 17th round pick out of Oklahoma 2 years ago. First pitch. Miller takes a slider for a strike on the outer half. And Martinez trying to pick up right where his predecessors left off. Three scoreless innings from Henry Williams, the starter. Three innings of one-run ball from Shane Panzini. Two scoreless from Chase Isbell. 0-1. Another slider. That's fair. Down the right field line. Going to the corner. Long run for Kulasingham as Miller's around first base. On his way to second. He'll get a stop sign there. Leadoff double Gage Miller. And he's got himself an RBI and a two-bagger tonight. Second double in his high A career. So Beloit not interested in going that quietly here in the ninth. That was 78 down the middle from Martinez. Breaking ball left hanging. Miller didn't crush it, but he got it down the line. So man at second, nobody out. Ryan Ignafo, the batter. High black Sox, per usual for him. First pitch. Breaking ball outside, 1-0. Martinez has been one of the best pitchers in not only high A, but in all of minor league baseball here in the second half of the season. 1-0. Popped over by the first base side. Caglione chases it towards the sidewall. But it's out of play. In 17 second half appearances this year, Chaz has a 1.30 ERA, 33 strikeouts in 27 and two-thirds, a .98 whip, and a 1.75 opponent's batting average. Posted a 2.38 ERA in August. 1-1. Ignafo fouls it into the netting behind home. 1-2. This is Chaz's 38th career appearance in high A, his 34th of this season. His cumulative numbers, 0-2 with a 4.25 ERA. Pitching for the first time this week. Pitched once against Wisconsin in the last series. 1-2, grounded sharply, but right at the shortstop, Dickerson. He gloves, throws to first, and picks up the out while Miller stays stuck at second base. Martinez now working on 5 2/3 consecutive scoreless innings. That hit he gave up to Miller, the first one he allowed since August 18th, which happened to be an appearance against Beloit. Sky Carb tagged him for two hits and two runs. Kemp Alderman now the batter. First pitch. Breaking ball flared over the right side, foul. Continuing to look around the Midwest League scoreboard. All eyes on the game in Peoria. Lake County currently leading the Chiefs 2-0 going to the ninth inning. 0-1. Wave and a miss. 0-2. 92 on the fastball from Chaz. The Bandits win this ball game. Their magic number officially down to 1. If Peoria winds up losing, then the Bandits will clinch their second playoff berth in their history as a Royals affiliate. Oh, 2. Fouled over the right side, out of play. Alderman staying alive. Kemp, the number 13 prospect in the Marlins organization per MLB Pipeline. He went hitless yesterday but drew a couple of walks. Today, just straight up 0-3. Struck out swinging against Shane Panzini back in the seventh. Correction, that was Chase Isbell doing the pitching at that time. Martinez takes a step off the rubber and resets the clock. 5-1 Bandits in the top of the ninth. Bandits second, one out. The pitch. Line drive, center field. Rockefeller to his right makes the catch and sends it back in towards Dickerson. Two gone here in the ninth. And now Yidi Capé. The last opportunity for the Sky Carp to ruin the fun tonight for Quad Cities. Tying run still in the hole. Capé 0-3, serving as the DH today. First pitch from Martinez. Slider down and in, ball one. Bandits dug out, all up against the wall, hoping to shake hands for the seventh straight ball game. 1-0. High and away, breaking ball missed the back door. It's 2-1. Bandits will play game 3 of this series tomorrow night. Another 6:30 start per usual. All the action here on the River Bandits Baseball Network, including the pregame show, beginning at 6:20. 2-0. Low and in, 3 balls, no strikes. Ethan Bosacker, who is a great candidate for Midwest League Pitcher of the Month for August, will get the start against another exciting arm in Thomas White, one of the top prospects in the Marlins organization. 3-0. Capé taken all the way, and it's low for ball four. Now, he stood there with the bat on his shoulder like Billy Gardner Jr. had given him a take sign. And maybe he did. Brock Vredenburg will now get a chance. Bosacker, the right-hander, with a 7-1 record and a 1.79 ERA since coming up to Quad Cities. White 4-3 with a 2.37. Another exciting pitching matchup. We saw a great starting fight today, so to speak. First pitch. Outside, ball one. If you remember back to the top of the fifth inning, well, Omar Hernandez now headed out to the hill. He'll meet with Martinez in between the plate and the mound. There were no hits and no runs in the game through the first 4.5 frames. And now, since the top of the fifth inning, only 3 half innings have gone scoreless. Bandits with 1 run in the bottom of the fifth. Beloit with 1 in the top of the sixth to tie it up. But since then, QC has scored 4 unanswered, including a 3-run bottom of the sixth inning. It's been nothing flashy tonight. But Quad Cities has gotten the job done, taking advantage of the opportunities they've been given. Now the 1-0. Popped up, but out of play behind home. 1-1 on Vredenburg. They're in the top of the ninth in Peoria. 2 outs, Lake County with a 2-0 lead over the Chiefs, who of course still have to bat in the bottom of the ninth. Martinez is 1-1. Check swing, foul off of Hernandez to the right side, and it's 1-2. Wednesday night crowd, they know what's going on. 1-2 count. Martinez with a look to second. Now the pitch. Breaking ball high and tight. Brock leans out of the way. It's 2-2. Martinez hasn't been super crispy with the breaking ball today, but he's been able to pick up a couple of outs regardless. Left on left. There's a good chance he goes to it again. 2-2. Breaking ball inside. Full count. And now with two outs, Miller at second and Cappe at first will get a head start. Miller doubled to begin the inning. Cappe just walked on four pitches. 3-2 for Martinez. Got him swinging. Strike three, ball game over. Make it seven in a row for Quad Cities. And that magic number is down to one. All eyes turn to the game at Dozer Park. Lake County, if they beat the Chiefs tonight, will put the Bandits into the playoffs. Quad Cities has done its job this evening. Seven straight victories, including a 5-1 win against the Beloit Sky Car. River Bandits postgame show comes your way next. Keep your eyes peeled on the scoreboard, and we'll give you all the numbers from this matchup and everything else going on in not only the Royals farm system, but in the rest of the MWL. One more time, your final QC5 Peoria, or rather Beloit 1 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Welcome back to Modern Woman Park. Kyle Kirchville with you for what's going to end up an abbreviated post-game show tonight. Quad Cities with a 5-1 win over the Beloit Sky Car. They have now rattled off six straight victories, and if Lake County can complete its win over Beloit, or rather Peoria tonight, Quad Cities will punch its ticket to the Midwest League playoffs beginning next week. Ooh, exciting stuff. Let's go ahead and quickly get to the line score. First for Beloit, it's a run, three hits, two errors for them, 1-for-7 with men in scoring position. They strand 5 on base. For the River Bandits, 5 runs, 5 hits, no errors, 2-for-8 with men in scoring position. They strand 7. The winning pitcher, Shane Panzini, he improves to 3-3, giving up just 1 run in 3 innings of work on 2 hits, 1 walk, and a strikeout. The losing pitcher, Xavier Meacham, he falls to 1-5 for Beloit, giving up 3 runs, 1 earned, in an inning and 2/3. Henry Williams got the start for Quad Cities. He set the tone for tonight with 3 perfect innings, including 3 strikeouts after Panzini. Chase Isbell, with a scoreless 2 innings, he picked up his 4th hold of the year with help from 3 strikeouts. Chaz Martinez stranded 2 in a scoreless bottom of the 9th. Final time of the ball game tonight, 2 hours, 21 minutes, 1,797 through the gates here at Modern Woodman Park. Offensively, the Bandits scored 5 runs tonight, 2 via air, 2 via sac fly, and 1 on an RBI single from Sam Kulasingham, who had a sac fly earlier in the ball game. He's your offensive MVP. 2-for-2, he reached safely in 3 out of his 4 plate appearances, and in the one time he didn't reach, he drove in a run with that sac fly. With the Bandits' win, they are now 66-61 overall, 36-26 in the second half, and now 32-29 here at home. For Beloit, they fall to 58-67 overall, 28-34 in the second half, 22-38 on the road as losers of 2 straight ball games. Right now, the Peoria Chiefs are down to their last out in the bottom of the 9th inning. And in fact, that game just concluded. Lake County defeats the Peoria Chiefs at Dozer Park 2-1, which means the Quad Cities River Bandits are going back to the playoffs. The Bandits return to the postseason for the second time in their history as a Royals affiliate, and Game 1 will be against the first-half champs in the Western Division, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, here in Davenport on Tuesday, September 10th. That'll begin after the Bandits wrap up the regular season with their final 4 against the Beloit Sky Carp. The Bandits officially in the postseason. It comes just minutes after they secure their 7th straight win. What a second half it has been for the Royals High A affiliate. Time to celebrate here at Modern Woodman Park. We're going to call it a night here on the River Bandits Baseball Network, but we hope you join us tomorrow for Game 3 of this series. The Bandits hosting Beloit at 6:30. 6:20 signals the start of your River Bandits pregame show on Bally Live, MILB TV, and of course at riverbandits.com. On behalf of our entire production staff and our director Justin Hodge, I'm Kyle Kirchville, wishing you a wonderful rest of your Wednesday night, and we'll see you for Game 3 tomorrow. The River Bandits are officially playoff bound. They will take on the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers for a 3-game set next week with Game 1 of the Western Division Championship right here in downtown Davenport. Until tomorrow night, so long and good night from the Quad City.